The Shulchan Aruch quotes this practice that in Siman Tafresh Gimel, Seif Aleph, Ava Misheno Nisami Pashal Kutim, Basir Shemit Shiva Tzorach Lizar. Even if someone's not careful from Pasakum the rest of the year, so during a Seif Shemit Shiva, it's important to be careful about this. In Yerodea, Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, Siman Kuf Yud Bei Seif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch writes that the Chamim forbade us from eating Pasakum, bread that was baked by a non-Jew, because of chasnus, because of concern of intermarriage. The Rama writes that you could be lenient if it's pas palter, if it's bread that was baked for commercial use. So there is a stringency, but many achronim are lenient when it comes to factory-produced bread, because the concern for social interaction and intermarriage is entirely irrelevant when purchasing factory-produced bread, or bread with that was produced for commercial use. So the first of all, included in this stringency during the Aseres Shemei Tshuva would be not only bread, but also pretzels, also cake, anything that would have the bracha of hamotzi if eaten as a meal, so cakes and wafers and crackers subject to pasakum. Many poskim, many poskim hold, including Rav Shachter and Rav Willig, hold that Cheerios is not subject to the stringency of pasakum, because it doesn't have what's called tzuras hapas. It doesn't have the form of a bread. It doesn't look like a bread. And therefore, that's not subject to pasakum, to the stringency of Pas Yisrael. What's the value of the chumrah of the stringency of Pas Yisrael? So the Chayadim in Klal Kuf Mem Gimel Seif Aleph states that it's important during a Aseres Shemei Tshuva to engage in chumrah, even if you're not careful the rest of the year. If we engage in acts of chassidus, of piety, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will act in a state of piety with us. The Lavush has a little bit of a different take. Lavush says that the goal is k'di lahanig. This is Lavush in Siman Tafrin Reish Gimel Seif Aleph. Says the goal is k'di lahanig atzma b'tara b'elu yamim, is in order to conduct ourselves in a state of purity during these days. Of least korsh eim mishum lemal yusa yosim mishar yosa shana, by acting a little more carefully and taking on these stringencies, we'll recognize how these days are. It's more of like a symbol to us to recognize that these days are different than the rest of the year, and therefore we'll be more careful and focus on the task at hand. So two different reasons. Again, if we act in a pious way, hopefully Hashem will act in a pious way, or is it like a symbol for us to remind ourselves that we should be cognizant of the stakes of these days and to be on our best behavior? Perhaps there's another way to look at Pas Yisrael. In this very same halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says that we should be careful with Pas Yisrael. The Rama writes that everyone should be careful to engage in introspection and to do tshuva during the Aseres Shemei Tshuva. V'savek aver tzoch yoser tshuva me'ava avera vaday. That a doubtful sin requires greater tshuva, greater repentance from a definite sin. Ki yoser mischar kishe yodea sheyoser meshein yodea. You're more regretful when you know you did something for when you didn't do something. So, tshuva is about staying away from the possibility of sin. And maybe the goal of the chumrah of Pas Yisrael is something which you don't need to do. It's, according to the strict letter of the law, it's not required. But it is this extra sensitivity that I'm doing specifically during the Aseres Shemei Tshuva to make me sensitive to this idea to be careful, be more careful. Just like I should be careful when it comes to a safek aveira as well. So this special desire reflects the idea that halacha is the floor, not the ceiling. The goal is to draw close to Hashem. And we need to think about actions and behaviors, what something could lead to. Even if technically speaking, Pas Yisrael is not halakhically required, we should be careful about what something could lead to, similar to a Safek Avera, something that maybe we committed a sin, we didn't commit a sin. We should be careful about what could lead to a definite sin. And then there is just the goal of Seiros Metshuva is for us to be not just separating from sin, but to think more carefully about our actions, to stay far away from the path of sin. And maybe that's the basis for, the third basis for why we have the custom of Pas Yisrael during the Seiros Metshuva.